Accessibility abounds on the coast of Southwest Michigan. By Marcia Frost. I visited Michigan many times, but it wasn't until I visited Traverse City that I fell in love with the state. I was enamored by the coastline. I have since returned to DC twice, and visited the Upper Peninsula, Grand Rapids, Mackinac Island, St. Joseph, Saugatuck, and many other areas, but not as a full-time wheelchair user. I recently made my first trip to check out the state's accessibility with Lynn, a longtime friend who travels frequently with me. I chose to do it in the southwest part of the state, along Lake Michigan, which never ceases to amaze me with its beautiful blue waters. South Haven. After the two-hour drive from Chicago, we stopped in South Haven. We were quite hungry and decided to have dinner at the brew pub. There wasn't an accessible direct entry, but the manager of the beautiful waterfront Old Harbor Inn showed us how to get there through her hotel. Also, in South Haven we took an unforgettable sunset ride with fresh coast sailing. Captain Andy's setup could be challenging for someone without the ability to stand, but I was able to get on and off the boat with the help of him and his first mate. It was a beautiful look at this small town. Holland. The Michigan town of Holland is all about its namesake. It's known throughout the country for its yearly tulip festival in May. I always wanted to go, but the timing never worked out, and I was looking forward to still seeing this town. Nellis Dutch Village should be your first stop. Here you can learn klompen dance, go on rides, see the shops you would find in a real Dutch village. These include one that makes wooden shoes, another for ceramics and Delft, a cuckoo clock store, and a cheese shop with plenty of samples. We ate at the Hungry Dutchman. It was tasty, sliced ham and smoked gouda on grilled rye pumpernickel with dill dressing, and Dutch apple pie. The village was accessible except for a few stores that had step entrances. Windmill Island is another picturesque and accessible place that pays homage to the city's name. Before heading there, we had breakfast at the popular De Boer's Bakery. It was a tough decision, but my blueberry bliss pancakes were delicious. Another memorable meal was at Holland's Boatworks, which was also quite scenic. Holland State Beach had a track chair ready for me to go down to the water. We enjoyed our time there as Lynn searched for stones and shells, and I took in the fresh air. Sun is not something I can be in because of the dermatomyositis. We stayed at the Hayworth Hotel for our two nights in Holland. It has a convenient location, is modern, and easy to get around with wide open spaces in the lobby and a large, accessible bathroom. It was near a spot few know about, but you can't miss, the Wizard of Oz exhibit. The story's author, L. Frank Baum, often vacationed in this area and is rumored to have written the book here. The exhibit continues all the way across the street to the outside of the library. Zealand. Just outside of Holland is Zealand, and where the number one attraction is extremely accessible for many different needs. At Critter Barn, all types of disabilities are accommodated for children and adults. They have wheelchairs and walkers available, smooth paths, wide doors, and sensory-friendly areas. Donations here have come from all over, including the from Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation. Critter Barn is not a petting zoo. Although it is hoped that everyone has fun, it's about agriculture education, such as learning the cycle of getting eggs from chickens. Other animals to learn about here include pigs, goats, donkeys, sheep, turkeys, and ducks. Grand Haven. On the way to Muskegon, we made a stop in Grand Haven. We checked out the beach, which also has a wheelchair path, and then had lunch at Grand Traverse Pie Company. I fell in love with Grand Traverse Pie when I first visited their Traverse City location. It's become a must-stop whenever I am in Michigan. Their lunch special is a great deal too. My meal is always chicken pot pie, chicken noodle soup, and cherry pie. The one with ganache on top is my first choice and I was thrilled they had it. Muskegon. I had never been to Muskegon. It is becoming more popular thanks to Great Lakes Cruises making it a stop on their itinerary. We found plenty to do in yet another wheelchair-friendly lakefront Michigan town. Muskegon State Beach had the track wheelchairs as the other state beaches, so I was able to go onto the beach there too. They also had a smooth path that went almost down to the water for those using regular wheelchairs. We picked Bear Lake Tavern for dinner after the beach. It was a smart choice as my beef stroganoff and Lynn's steak sandwich were both excellent. I had a refreshing cucumber mule with mine. We stopped for dessert at a local favorite, Norm's Ice Cream. They had a wide selection of soft serve flavors. The downtown is quaint, and we were there for the Polish festival, which was a lot of fun, with great music and food. The pulled pork paczki was incredible. You'll find murals and sculptures throughout the area, as well as restaurants and the Muskegon Museum of Art. It is accessible and impressive with over 4,000 pieces of permanent art, including some by John Stoyart Curry, a Midwesterner. We met with Nick Nurban, Media, Digital and Industry Relations Director of Pure Michigan, at the Coffee Factory our last morning. We had a good breakfast, but it was hard to compete with Mr. B's pancakes. This spot has been in Muskegon for 50 years and the portions were just massive. We couldn't possibly finish it all. We stayed at the Delta Hotels Muskegon. I loved the automatic doors at the entrances. It was also a perfect location to see some of the city's stunning sunsets.